going to give to life. In life, we are not going to be like that. We are going to be to have time to Torah, very limited in the whole day. Why we must take a year and devote it from Torah from A to Z? What is the best way how to succeed in this year? These are the three questions that I would like to discuss and answer from our parsha. Please see in the page, there are two parts. I want to start in the part of Ki HaMitzvah Hazot, where there is no title. When we finish, you can put your own title. Psukim from our parsha. Ki HaMitzvah Hazot Asher Anochi Metzavcha Hayom. Speaking about, it says the Ramban, about Mitzvah Tshuva. Exactly what we have to do now in Elul. So the Torah speaks about mitzvah to make tshuva. And the Torah says things very, very strange. Lo niflet hi mimcha. She is not, it's not far from you. It's something that you can cope with. Lo rechuka hi. Lo bashamayim. It's not, mitzvah tshuva is not in the sky. לאמור מי יעלה לנו השמיימה ויקחן לנו וישמיינה לא מעבר לים, it's not over the sea. לאמור מי יעבור לנו אל עבר הים ויקחנה וישמעו אותה ונעשנה כי קרוב אליך הדבר, it's near you, it's in you, בפיך ובלבבך לעשותו. Everyone that sees this psukim ask, I don't understand. Why only in that mitzvah from the whole Torah, mitzvah tshuva, there had to be such a big introduction? Don't be afraid. It's near you. It's not in the sky. It's not over the sea. Why don't you have it about any other mitzvah that maybe requires not only a month, a year, requires the whole year? Keeping Shabbos with the whole chumrot and the whole dinim. Why there it's not written? It's not hard. You can cope with that. You can succeed. Why specific to mitzvah tshuva? I apologize. Question number two. The Midrash says something very, very strange. Ve'im tomar, Shema lira'atchem natati lachem et haTorah. Maybe I gave you the Torah that it will be bad for you. What is the Hava Amina? What is the thinking that we are getting the Torah that it will be bad? Lo natati ota ela letovatchem. No, it's good for you. What does it mean? So I don't understand why the introduction so long about mitzvah tshuva, and I don't understand why the Torah have a hava amina that it's bad, and she tell me that it's good. The Chida, Rav David Azulai, ask a very, very important question, little complicated, so I want to explain it very, very good. When a man is making a lav, let's say he eat chazer, let's say he make a chilul Shabbos, the halacha is that he is getting 40 malkot. When a man is over a lav, in time of Sanhedrin, in time of Beidin, he is getting 40 malkot from Beidin. In order that everyone would know that he was wrong, in order that he would understand that he has to change his way, and so on. When don't you get malkot? When it's lav hanitak le'ase. When after the lav come an ase immediately. Let's take an example. If I stole something, I was over a lav. The lav was not enough. But there is now an ase hashev tashiv et hagzela. You have now to return. So there is an asset, there is something positive that they have to do after the lab, therefore in that case there is no malkot. So there is malkot in a regular lab, when there is no asset, okay? Lav, ragil, yesh malkot. Lav, that after that there is asset, ein malkot. This is example of chazir, eating non-kosher. And this is example of stealing. Lo tignov. Because you have an asset of Hashem Tashiv returning. Is these two rules clear till now? Girls, any question? Is these two rules clear? Now come the Chidah and says, I don't understand. If I ate Chazir, I get Malkos or not? Well, let's go. Do I get Malkos?
Yes.
Says the Chidah, I don't understand. Immediately after I eat chazir, I have to do tshuva, right? I have to regret and to commit myself not to do it again. So there is an asa after that. The asa after that is tshuva. Because immediately after I eat, I have a chiyuv to make tshuva. So why do I get malkot? I should never get malkot. Every lab will have a tshuva after that. So every lab will have an asset that is connected, asset of tshuva. So why do you say that you get malkot? Never you should get malkot. Because every time when you do a sin, you must have a chiyuv of tshuva immediately after. So every lab have an asset after that. It's not only Hashem Teshivim, always you have tshuva. That's the question of the Chidah. Says the Chidah, I'll explain to you why not. You have to make tshuva not only after the eight chazir, but even before. Here you have to do tshuva. Because the definition of tshuva is not erasing avirot. That's not the definition. If theoretically there would be a tzaddik that never made any avera, he still had a chiyuv of tshuva. The chiyuv of tshuva is be your best. Come to your full potential in terms of spirituality. Be close to Hashem. Leave Torah not only as an assumption, as something in the brain, but only you have to be connected to Torah. Your life has to be connected to Torah. You have to be the best you can, 100% according to you, spirituality. Therefore, eating chazir didn't make the asa. The asa was from the first day you were born. The asa is always. It's a very, Rav Kook speaks about it a lot. It's a very understanding what tshuva is. Tshuva is not, after I made the sin, now I have a bad life, I should make it. Tshuva is, be your best. And I will explain immediately what being your best means. And because this is what is tshuva, therefore it's even before you made any avera. So the Avera didn't cause the Aseh, therefore you get Malkot. I want to explain it a very, very important way. I was asked by one community, they called me. They said that there isn't enough emphasis of learning Torah and keeping all the mitzvahs in the community. They want to arrange in a house of someone that the whole community can come. If I can give them chizuk, I can speak about the importance of learning. No, we don't speak about institute. We speak about people that live already 50 years, 60 years, all their life and working, but they want to, chizuk that they should learn every day and be mekayem mitzvos. I said, okay. Came to a house of someone. there were almost 100 people there. I thought from where to start. I told them, please look around in the whole world, take an object, and tell me to what you compare Torah and mitzvot. What do you want to compare to? People started to speak. Part said, it's similar to a belt of a car. It causes you not to fall. It causes you to be yourself, not to be bad. Some said, it's similar to a uniform of a pilot in an airplane. Tells you who you are. Some said it's similar to a flag. And everyone took his own description. There were a lot of doctors there. After they finished, I said, if Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi will be here, the one that wrote the Kuzari, he, in his book, compares it to medicine. You explain to me why. And I waited for 10 minutes, there was quiet in the room. Even though there were a lot of doctors there, no one understood the comparison between Torah and mitzvot and medicine. And now, girls, I'm saying something very, very important. Explain Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi. Every Jew have inside him two forces. Have the force of materialism, that want fun, want immediately satisfaction. And has inside him the chelek eloka mimal, part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the spirituality. We are born that the materialism is the picture and the spirituality is the frame. It's something that's very small that is inside. Like in jail, clothes. When a man is learning a lot of Torah, like a medicine changes the blood and make him healthy. When a man is learning a lot of Torah, that part inside him that come to be spirituality come to be dominant. It's not that we want that he won't be connected to materialism. We want that he will continue to be connected to materialism and enjoy materialism. The Rebbe Mikotsk said, I don't need Malachei Kodesh, I need Anshei Kodesh. But it has to be that the materialism will be the frame and the spirituality will be the picture. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi connects it to medicine. Meaning to say, Torah doesn't come to change a person. Shalabim for woman, shalabim for man, shalabim doesn't want to change you. Like I spoke about tshuva, that the idea of tshuva is not erasing, making that I won't do bad. The idea of tshuva is that I will be 100% who I am. I will take my spiritual force that is already inside, it's not outside thing, it's already inside, and I will make it dominantic in order that I will live value life, spiritual life. Not to be someone else. Only to be who I am till 100%. That only can come if you devote your life a year or two to Torah. That candle come to be a torch. That's the idea of the year. That your spirituality will come to be a torch, and with that you go to life. And therefore what you're doing here is not only learning Torah. You are preparing yourself for life, because you'll finish the year when your spirituality will be dominantic and it will go with you all your life. Look, therefore, the Torah says about tshuva, it's not far from you. Meaning to say, the Torah doesn't want you to be in the Shamayim. She doesn't want you to be not yourself, to be an angel. She doesn't want you to go to another country, to be something else. Therefore, specific about tshuva, because people can have misunderstanding what the mitzvah is. They can think, oh, the mitzvah is that I'll be another person, I'll be something else. No, you should be yourself. Beficha uvilvavcha la'asoto. Karov elecha adavar. It's inside you. You have already the spirituality that Hashem gave that is specific for you. Specific for you. And if you learn, you don't learn Torah, it's come to be a candle. You don't feel it. It's not dominant. Therefore, there was a Hava Amina that it's bad, because the Hava Amina was the Torah want me to be an angel. She wants me to be something else. She doesn't want me to be myself. It's for your good. It's making you the best who you are. I want to go to two more paragraphs in this page, please. Very strange machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Usually, every machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel will have a halacha thing. This says this, this says this. Let's see the machloket. Beit Shammai omrim, Shammaim nivra'u tchila, ve'achar kach nivra'a haaretz. Hashem created firstly the sky, and then the earth, like the pasuk, Bereshit bara Elokim, et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. Uveit Hillel omrim, eretz nivre'a tchila. Firstly there was an earth, and then there was a sky. Ve'achar kach nivra'u shamayim. Another pasuk, Be'yom asot ha-shem Elokim, eretz ve-shamayim. So eretz is first. Can I be not nice? Or here you have to be only nice? Rav Amin, what are the rules here? Only nice, or you can be not nice? I'll be not nice. Who cares why it's important? Anyone want to explain to me? Who cares what was first? Now we have both Shammai, both Eretz. We're speaking about what was years ago. Who cares? I want you to ask it about everything that you learn in a very nice way. But everything that you learn, you have to understand, what does it mean to me? Why it's important for me to know if this was first, this was first. I want to claim, girls, that there is a very, very important machloket here between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. What do we have to do? When Beit Shammai come to say, Shammaim nivreu rishon, meaning to say, the main thing is, be like an angel, be spirituality. Leave materialism, leave Eretz. Your duty in life is to take Eretz, take it away, and run to Shammai. Be a Nazir. Be someone that doesn't have connection to materialism. Beit Hillel says, wrong. Eretz nivra'a rishon. We're not changing ourselves. We don't come from a person to an angel. We have to be a person and connected to materialism, but we have to make the materialism holy. We have to be Mekadesh HaChomer. We have to take the sky and connect it to Eretz. Continue to be in Eretz. Take the Shammai to the Eretz, not the Eretz to Shammai. So they're not cholek what was first. They're cholek what is our duty. To live materialism or to make materialism holy and to make it part of Avodat Hashem and to continue to be ourselves. So Shalabim, for woman, doesn't come to tell you change yourself. She comes to tell you be your best. Be your best in midos, in sensitivity to others, in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Be your best in connecting to Hashem, understanding Hashem, loving Hashem. F- feeling that Torah is not something theoretically, it's way of life. I want to go to a sad story without a happy end. Says the Gemara, I'm going to the next paragraph. Tanu Rabbanan. Elisha bar Avua once he was a big Talmid Chacham and then he came to be a kofer. Maybe our next meeting I will speak, how did it happen? I don't have time now. How can it be that a big Talmid Chacham come to be a big kofer? He didn't care about Shabbos. He took a horse and he was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir wanted to learn from him Torah because he was a big Talmid Chacham before he came to be a kofer. And he still spoke Divrei Torah. So Rabbi Meir walked near the horse. He couldn't ride the horse on Shabbos. He walked running to discuss with Elisha bar Avua Divrei Torah. So think about the sin, okay? He's on a horse, he's running and discussing Torah. They came to his page. You're not allowed to go on Shabbos more than 2,000 more than the city. They came to his space. Acher, Elisha bar Avua on the horse, tell Rabbi Meir, you can't continue anymore. Because it's 2,000 from the city, you have to stop, I'll go myself. Okay? Look, please. Amar lo Meir, chazor le'achverecha. Shekvar shi'arti be'ikvei susi ad kan tchum Shabbat. You can walk till here, you can't walk more. You're not allowed to leave the city more than 2,000 amot. I saw in my horse, that's exactly the place. Don't continue, but you won't be Michal Shabbos. Acher tells Elisha bar Avua, tells Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir tells him, Afata chazor becha. Elisha bar Avua, you have a chance now to make tshuva. You too, don't continue. Are you understanding the story? Girls, everything is okay? Yeah. You know what Elisha bar Avua and the horse tell him? Amar lo kvar shamati ma'achorei ha'pargod shuvu banim shovevim chutz me'acher. I heard the sound from Shammai. Everyone can make tshuva except Acher. I can't do tshuva. Therefore I'll continue and you don't. What does it mean? Was there a sound like that? Where Hashem tells someone, you don't do tshuva? Was he imagined or really heard the sound? Says Rav Soloveitchik. I'll hear it, I'll read it in Hebrew and then I will translate. Kavanat ha-kol hayta ki Elisha yashlich me'alav et acher et ha'ishiyut ha-zara השתייג מזהות השקר שלו, בא אליו בן שובב אשארת אחר בחוץ, אולם אלישה ברבוע תהה, הוא שבר כי אחר והוא זהים, ואלישה ברבוע אינו יכול להשאיר את אחר לבדו, הצליף בשוט על סוסו ונעלם, ובאותו רגע נעלמה דמות של התנה שלא הכיר את עצמו. סייז רב סולובייצ'ק, the Bav Kol didn't say Elisha bar Avua can't make tshuva. Every Jew can and have and has to be his best. The Bav Kol said Acher is that part of the bad. Acher translation is different. That part of the apikorsut, that part of the Yetzer Hara, that part that says be rebel against Hashem. That part can't make tshuva. Understand that this is not who you are. You are something else. You are Elisha bar Avua. You are the Rav that gave years ago Divrei Torah. Take that part out of you away. Mitzvah tshuva is be your best and understand really who you are. sometimes because we are confused with wrong ideas, we are with confused with materialism, we are confused with wrong understanding of life, it seems to be that we are different than who really we are. So Shalavim for woman doesn't come to tell you change yourself. Shalavim for women come to help you that you will understand really who you are. That you won't make the mistake of Acher and you think that the wrong part is really your identity. It comes to help you to find who you are, what is your real identity, who you are. Is it clear, guys, what I'm saying? That when you learn Torah, when that part of spirituality comes to be big, suddenly you understand who I really am. I can tell you about my own life. But when I came to Shalavim, to Yeshiva, a lot of years ago, I came to be 100 times more happy than when I was in high school. Because in high school I really wasn't myself. I really didn't understand who I am, what is my goal in life, what is my identity, and therefore when you don't, you have a doubt, you don't know who you are, you can't be happy. Learning Torah helped me to find what really I have to do in life, why Hashem created me, and what is my identity. And when I found that, I made a big change in my life. My plan wasn't really right what I have to do. It wasn't really my identity till I found it. And it gave me a lot of happiness in life because when you find your identity, you are happy. Elisha Barabua was so much into his wrong ideas that he made and he wrong understood what his identity is. And the Bat Kol said, take the things that bother you, that cause you not to have your identity, then they should throw them away. In order that you come to be who you are. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained what the Bat Kol said. But Elisha Barua was so into the bad that his bad, he thought that the bad come to be part of his identity. He misjudged who he is. Shalabim for woman is to help you to know who you are. I would like please to go to one more idea, and then if there are questions about what I said, from there we'll go. See, if I'm summarizing thing now, Torah, Tshuva, Shalabim for woman, Shalabim for man, never come to change a person. They come to bring him to his maximum in terms of spirituality, in terms of Ben Adam LaMakom and Ben Adam LaChavero, in terms of closeness to Hashem. It comes to help him to understand who he really is, what his identity, what his goal in life, what does he have to do. And that will give him a lot of happiness. Last idea, and with that we'll finish. Look please on the other side. Very strange story. Hanu b'yone, the Gemara in Brachos, the Havi b'shvufta de Rabbi Meir. I don't know exactly the word in English. I think it bullies, right? Bad people. They lived as neighbors of Rabbi Meir, made his life miserable. Rock music till 3 o'clock at night. Couldn't learn, couldn't sleep. knocked on his door. Crazy people. And Rav Meir felt that Apikoros, that making Chilul Hashem in the world, to the stage that Havei Kabe Rav Meir Rachmei Alayu Keiched Elimtu. Rav Meir prayed that he would die. Apikoros doesn't have a place in the world. He's making Chilul Hashem. He prayed that he would die. Came his wife, Bruria, and his wife said, "You can't do that. You shouldn't pray that they will die. You should pray that there will be Chozer B'tshuva." He said, "My wife, you are right. I'll daven." He davened that there will be Chozer B'tshuva. They slept. Suddenly a yarmulke came from Shamayim, nach 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 mu'uman, everyone came to be tzaddikim. I saw this Gemara Yeid. I always tell my talmidim, when you see something it's not clear, you wail, you shout. I always thought that tshuva is something that I have to work on myself to be the best, to understand what Hashem wants. How can someone daven that Reuven can daven that Shimon will be Chozer B'tshuva? Rav Yamin, maybe we'll make a deal. I'll pay you 1,000 shekel. I will have vacation in these days, and you daven for me that will be Chozer B'tshuva. How does it work? What happened to these bullies that because Rav Meir prayed that will be Chozer B'tshuva, suddenly they came to be tzaddikim? If they didn't want to change, how did it happen? They didn't want to be the best. How does it happen? And why Bruya thought about it, yes? Why Rav Meir didn't think about it in the beginning? There are a few explanations. We don't have time. I want to go only to one. Simply is the Anaf Yosef. Uma shenir'a li bezehu. There are two kinds of people. Otam, Rav Meir thought that there are one kind, and Bruya tell him there are another kind. אותם בני האדם אשר רוצים להרשיע מדעת עצמם בלי שום סיבה מסובבת אותם בזה בלי ספק שלא תועיל עליהם ובשבילם בקשת אחרים. The first kind are people that inside are Russia. The Apikoros, they think that Hashem doesn't exist in the world. Torah didn't come from Shamayim. They have wrong ideology. Apikoros, they really can't change unless they make the big understanding that their ideology is wrong. They have a different ideology. No one can daven for them. Therefore, Rav Meir said, Apikoros, they should die. Bruya told him, you're wrong. They don't have different ideology. They have something from the outside that caused them not to be close to Hashem. An external force, not an internal force. Let's see it, please, in the Anaf Yosef. Yesh anashim ksharim benoniim. They're good people. They don't want to do bad. But there is a sibah chitzoni. There is external force that caused them. Im yipsad shifat kinyanam vekesef vezahav. Is it because they are very, very wealthy and all the time they only deal with materialism, so they don't give any space to that spirituality of their life? Maybe the opposite, they are very poor, so all the time they suffer, they are bitter. When you are bitter, you can't be close to Hashem. Maybe they live with a bad environment and the bad environment caused them to be bad. Bruya said, I, in my woman's sense, a woman have a special force, a special sense to understand people. I know that it's not coming from the inside, internal wrong force, it comes from the external. You should daven to Hashem that external force will disappear. If they are very, very poor, daven to Hashem that they will win a lottery. If they are very rich, daven to Hashem that they won't be so rich. If they live in a bad environment, daven to Hashem that they will be fired from their work, they will have a work in another city, and they will go to the other city, and they will be with another environment. Hashem can deal with the external force, he can't deal with the inner force. That the man have to do. In the minute that the external force will go away, they themselves will come to be their best. So it's not that the davening caused them to be better. The davening took away the external force. And then themselves worked on themselves after that to be close to Hashem. Now we understand why Rav Meir fought A, why Bruria fought B. What the idea to daven that there will be chozer b'tshuva. In my understanding, this is what shalabim for woman is. You have to make the work. You have to think what is your best way. No one else will do make you close to Hashem. We don't want to. We can't and we don't want to. The idea of an institute like Shalavim is to bring the external environment that will cause you to want to be for your best. We won't tell you what to do. We will ask questions. We will learn another passage. We will learn another Torah. It will cause your neshama to be bigger. You yourself will want to climb the ladder. We are not climbing the ladder to you. We are not pushing you to the ladder. We only create the right environment with the right warm, with the right very high learning, or very close relationship to your Rabbanim and Rabbaniyot in order to create all this, but everything has to come from you. And come from you not to change yourself, come from you to be back to you, to be yourself on the maximum. So Shalabim for woman is not changing, is bringing every girl here to her maximum. Is understand her identity and who she is and how she can be close to Hashem and what she has to give to Klal Yisrael. And the idea is that the institute is giving the warm, is giving all the things around, the whole environment, in order that you are doing the thing and coming to your best. Any questions about what I spoke? Don't be shy. If there are questions, I'll be happy to hear. Two things. A, I want really to wish you. You are coming in a week to Shalavim. Waiting to see you there. Very welcome. We wanted you to be more time, so we asked Hashem that it would be 3 days and not 2 days. We succeeded. I want to wish you that this year will be a year that you really will climb the ladder yourself with the environment of Shalavim for women, with the things around. You won't change, but you come to your best and you will understand your identity or closeness to Hashem, and that should affect you all your life. Before I will give bracha to Shana Tova, I want to give my phone and my email. Any question that you have in everything. Is it halacha question? Is it machshava question? Is it something about your life that you are bothered with anything? Always feel that you can call me. If we can do it in the phone, we'll do it in the phone. If not, then we will meet. But feel free that you can call me always. I'm not answering emails because I always feel that I have to speak with the person, but you can write me the question and the thing with a phone and I'll call you. Because even a halachic question, you have to understand who is the person near you, unless it's something very, very simple. But if it's something more complex, I have to speak with the person in order to answer to the end. My private cell phone is 054-817-2077. My email is yammermichael@gmail.com. I repeat, 054-817-2077. yammermichael@gmail.com. Maybe we'll be zoche to really likateh b'sifram sel tzadikim. Rav Woodner explained that sifram sel tzadikim is not mathematic equation. Who is written in this book? Not mathematic equation, someone that had more mitzvah than Averot. But Shifram said tzaddikim is what is your tense. What is your kavana? What is your focus in life? Do you really want to be close? Do you really want to be Eved Hashem? By the way, we are singing in the Halal, and with this I'll finish. Ani avdecha ben amatecha pitachta lemoserat. All what I said in the Sikha is explanation of this passage. Pitachta lemoserai means pitachta is opening, moserai is jail. Meaning to say our neshama is in jail and you by Torah and mitzvahs open it and now I have it dominantic. Therefore I say hala. Ani avdecha ben amatecha, to be Eved Hashem. Slave is someone that he's connected to his master. He doesn't have anything from himself. We should feel connected to Hashem in our brain, in our emotions, everything like a slave. But ani avdecha ben amatecha. This is not a slave that came to be a slave because he stole or he did bad things. This is his nature. This is how we have to be. Like his mother is already a slave. This is nature. Our nature is to be close to Hashem. And for Torah mitzvot, we will make our neshama great and inspiration. Maybe we'll be zoche. I apologize that you have to change the schedule for me. Maybe we'll be zoche to really feel that, live that, have Simchat Torah, and you and your family in Klal Yisrael will be nechtav v'nechtam b'sifram shel tzadikim be'ezrat Hashem. Have a good day.
Probably thank Rav Yammer for sharing from his very, very busy schedule. You're welcome to come over and say hello. In the meantime, we're going to take a short break. Hello. And Shirim are beginning at 10:10. Shir Aleph begins at 10:10. Remember that at 12:45, everyone is back here.